Morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Just get this on here. Okay. So, I know, right? but we want everyone to be able to hear us fine, all right, no matter where you are. Well, this past month at our prayer meeting, we talked about church goals for 2025.
在上个月我们的祷告会呢，我们谈论到就是2025年我们教会的主题会是什么。
And one of the prayer requests discussed for the church was to be more missional.
那我们讨论到这个祷告的事项之一呢，就是希望我们的教会能够更具有使命感。
Now that didn't necessarily mean that the church would create more programs to make itself more attractive to outsiders.
那这并不意味着我们教会要建立更多的这种任务或者项目来使我们对外界具有更多的吸引力。
But instead, hopefully God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, will lead this church to develop and strengthen the desire for others who don't know Jesus Christ to come to faith and follow him.
然而我们却希望神呢能够通过圣灵的力量引导我们这个教会，加强那些还不认识耶稣基督的人的信心，以及他们要跟随神的渴望。
Now the timing of this focus seems appropriate, considering that we just finished celebrating Christmas.
就想到哈，我们刚刚庆祝了圣诞节，那我们用这个时间来关注这一点呢，似乎是非常合宜的。
Now last week, if you were paying attention, we learned that Jesus came into this world because of God's love.
如果你要是还记得的话，我们上周呢是庆祝主耶稣基督因着爱来到这个世界上。
And Christmas is about God's love for his people through the mission of his son, which began with his birth.
那圣诞节呢，就是通过主耶稣基督神的儿子来到这个世界上，完成他的使命，从他的出生开始来彰显人们对人的爱。
And when you become a believer in Jesus Christ, we call that being born again.
当你成为基督徒的时候呢，那我们称之为重生。
You have this new life with this new faith in Jesus.
然后你在这个主耶稣里面有了全新的信仰，那这个时候你就有了新生命。
And with this new life comes a mission that belongs to everyone who calls Jesus Lord and Savior.
那也因着有这个新生命呢，那每一个称耶稣基督为主、为救主的人呢，那也就随之有了这个他的使命。
And just as Jesus was sent by his Father on mission into this world to share the message of God's love and his kingdom to save the lost, we, as disciples of Jesus, are similarly called to a mission into this world to share the gospel message and to be the hands and feet of Jesus on this mission.
就是正如耶稣呢，是被父神差派到这个世界来传讲神的爱以及神的国度，拯救迷失的人们。那我们作为基督的门徒呢，同样也被呼召来到这个，在这个世界上来传播福音，成为主耶稣这一 给我们大使命的，就是主耶稣完成使命的首和脚。And
if you want to know what the gospel message is, it's summed up here in John chapter 3, verse 16, where it says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal
life.如果你想知道福音是什么呢? 那我们就来读约翰福音3章16节，就是神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
So with that setting things up, I want to look at today's passage by dividing it into three aspects, all right?
从刚才我们讲到的这个基本点呢，我想从三个方面来理解看今天的经文。
The first aspect is about the commander-in-chief of this mission.
那第一个方面呢，就是这个使命的总司令。
The second aspect is the command from the commander-in-chief of this mission.
那第二个方面呢，就是这次使命总司令的指令。
And the third aspect is the commitment from the commander-in-chief of this mission.
那第三个方面呢，就是这次使命总司令他的承诺。
And my hope is that by the end of this message, we as a church will seek to make this mission a priority of ours in 2025.
那我也希望呢，当今天的信息结束的时候，我们作为一个教会，我们将努力将这个使命成为我们2025年的优先任务。
So, since the passage we already read, let's get to the first point.
因为我们刚才已经读了那段经文，所以我们就直接开始讲第一点。
And that is the commander-in-chief of this mission.
那第一个就是我们这次任务的总司令。
So, when it comes to the creation and execution of a mission, there is a chain of command.
那当这个要讲到这个制定一个使命的这个制定和执行的时候呢，那都想到要有一个这个指挥。
It's like a staircase where each step represents a certain level of authority.
那就像一个这个一系列的这种一连串的台阶，那每一个台阶呢都有相应的这个权威。
Each step comes with power and responsibility over all the people who stand on the steps below it.
那每一个上一级的台阶呢，都对着下一级台阶的人呢，有一定的权利和责任。
And if the person on the bottommost step has an issue, they must directly report to the person on the next higher step and not jump on the person two steps away.
如果下一层这个阶梯上的人有问题的时候呢，他就需要向这个跟他临界的上一级台阶的人来向他报告，而不是跳个两三步之外到那个人那里去报告。
See, the person at the top of the staircase is the ultimate authority whom has power and responsibility over their entire staircase.
那这个阶梯的顶端呢，那个人是具有终极的权威，那他对整个这个阶梯呢，都拥有着他的这个权利和责任。
And this person is the commander-in-chief of this mission.
那这个人呢，就是这次行动任务的总指挥。
So when it comes to the mission that we see in today's passage, who does Jesus reveal as the commander-in-chief?
那当我们今天读经文的时候，我们看到的这个大使命的时候，那这个就是神向我们揭示了谁是这次行动任务的总指挥。
And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me."
那经文是这样说，耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Jesus is the commander and chief of the mission that he is about to give the church.
所以耶稣呢是这一位他向要这个教会给出大使命这个指令这个使命的总司令。
To help you appreciate how much emphasis is given to the fact that Jesus is the supreme commander, I must do this in the original Greek language.
就为了帮助你能更好的理解耶稣是最高指挥官。这个事实的这个强调它的重要性呢，我想必须通过这个希腊原文的解释来让你更明白这一点。
So in the original Greek language of verse 18, the "to me" part of verse 18, the indirect object is actually placed before the "all authority in heaven and on earth," the direct object.
就在这个希腊原文里面第十八节的给我这些部分呢，它是一个宾语，但是宾语确实是在这个天上地下所有权柄放在这个之前的。
So verse 18 should actually look like it has been given to me all authority in heaven and on earth.
就是这第八节意思就是说这个天上地下所有的权柄都已经赐给我了，所以听上去就是说给这个指令的。和这个执行这个指令的是同一个人。
It sounds a little bit awkward in English, which is probably why you would not see that show up in your Bibles like that. But Jesus does highlight himself before the actual authority.
那所以在这个翻译上，英文听起来很别扭，这可能也是在这个你在读圣经的时候没有看到他这样出现的原因，就是说耶稣在这里就是来强调他自己的权威性。
He had total authority, which encompassed all of heaven and earth.
所以他拥有涵盖天地万物的所有的这个权柄。
And in the Old Testament, only one person can claim to have this kind of authority, and that is the Son of Man.
那在旧约当中呢，只有一个人可以声称他拥有这种权柄，那就是人子。
Daniel 7:13-14, it says, I saw in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven, there came one like a son of man, and he came to the Ancient of Days, and was presented before him. And to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom one that shall not be destroyed.
在但以理书第七章十三到十四节中说，我在夜间的异象中观看，见有一位像人子的驾着天云而来，被领到亘古常在者面前。他得了权柄、荣耀、国度，使各方各国各族的人都侍奉他。他的权柄是永远的，不能废去，他的国必不败坏。
The Son of Man was a reference to God's Messiah and was a title that Jesus mentioned several times in the Gospel of Matthew.
所以人子呢，就是指就是神的米，就上帝派的弥赛亚。那耶稣就是在马太福音，马太福音当中对耶稣也几次用了这个头衔。
And when you look at what Jesus says about the Son of Man, especially if you went to our small group Bible studies, you can tell Jesus is talking about himself.
当耶稣描述说人子的时候呢，如果你，我想你们都知道，如果你要是参加了我们的小组学习，你可能更清楚了。那就是说，耶稣每次讲人子的时候，都是在讲他自己。
He is the one that Daniel 7 prophesied about having ultimate authority over a kingdom that would span heaven and earth.
他也是那位但以理书七章所预言的那位拥有天地万物这个终极权威的人。
That is why he says here in verse 18, has been given to him all authority in heaven and earth.
这也是为什么他在这个马太福音二十八章十八节中提到，天上地下所有的权柄都已经赐给他了。
And the fact that this statement comes right after his resurrection should prove that he's telling the truth.
而且他说这句话的时候是他复活以后立即说的，所以这也证明了他所说的是真的。
He is the commander and chief.
他是这个总指挥，是总司令。
So let's think about it. What are the implications if Jesus? Oh, okay. What are the implications if Jesus is the commander in chief over all heaven and earth, which includes us?In the church.
那你可以想象一下哈，就是这个，就是耶稣作为万物的总指挥，对这个世界以及对我们这个教会意味着什么呢？
It means that if Jesus is who he says he is, then the commander in chief, then when the commander in chief of the staircase of the universe commands something, then those of us on the rest of the steps below him must follow those commands.
这就是说，如果耶稣是他所宣称的那一位，那他是宇宙万物这个阶梯站在最上面的那一位总司令的时候，那这就意味着我们所有这些站在下面的其他阶梯上的人，都必当他要给出一个指令的时候，我们都必须要去遵守这个指令。
There is no exception to the rule.And there's no opportunity to opt out.
所以在这个规则以外呢，也没有例外，而且也没有这个退出的这个选项。
Now, to some, this may seem restricting because it impacts their freedom.
对有些人来说，好像是一种这种限制，因为好像是影响了他们的这种自由。
But.If you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then you chose to die to yourself and are now part of Christ's body, the church.
但如果你是已经接受耶稣基督作为你的主和救主，那么你就选择了要要放弃，就是选择了自我牺牲。这样的话，你就成为基督。的身体的一，也就是说，教会是基督身体的一部分。
And as a church, we are required to do what our commander in chief commands.
那作为我们是教会呢，那我们就必须要按照我们的总司令的指令去做。
And there's only one command that he gives the church, which we will see has multiple layers.
那 给这个教会的指令的命令的人呢只有一个，那但是我们也在后面能看到它有多个层次。
This brings us to the second aspect of the mission, which is the command from the commander in chief.
那这就带来到第二个部分，就是说总司令的命令。
The command is simple, and the subject should not be a surprise because that's been a goal of Jesus' ministry right from the very beginning.
那就是这个，它的内容呢，这个命令的内容很简单。而且主题也让人 不意外，因为从一开始呢，这就是耶稣要让传道的目标。
And if you think about it, these last words to Jesus' disciples are a perfect choice in that they bring Jesus' first words to his disciples around full circle.
那如果你要是想一想，仔细想一想，你就看到，就说耶稣在这里说的这句话呢，是最后的这句话是一个很一个完美的一个选择，因为呢，他把这个耶稣对门徒说的这个第一句话，就又回到了他对门徒说的第一句话这个原点了。
Now, these last words from Jesus were fulfilling a promise that he made in his first words to his disciples.
所以这个耶稣在最后这个给出的这个指令这句话呢，是对他在门徒说的第一句话的应许所做的这个承诺。又回到了这个承诺。
In Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 to 22, it says this, While walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, Follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. Immediately, they left their nets and followed him,And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately, they left the boat and their father and followed him.
就在马太福音四章记载哈，就是耶稣在加利利海边行走，看见两个兄弟，就被称为彼得的西门和他的兄弟安德烈在海边撒网，他们本是渔夫。耶稣对他们说：“来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。”他们立刻舍了网，跟从了他。从那里往前走，又看见弟兄二人，就是西比泰的儿子雅各和他的兄弟约翰，同他们的父亲西比泰在船上捕网。耶稣就招呼他们，他们立刻舍了船，别的父亲跟从了耶稣。
Jesus commanded these fishermen, random fishermen, to follow him, and he promised that he was going to make them fishers of men.
就是耶稣呢命令这些渔夫呢跟随他，并应许他们要使他们得人如得鱼，就是可以得人的渔夫。
Jesus promised to make them disciple makers, expecting a time to come when they will eventually go on to make other people into fishers of men.
就耶稣在呼召他们的时候就应许他们成为他的门徒呢，将来就有一天他们最终会继续成为其他人，就是传福音的，成为得人如得鱼的渔夫。
He did not even explain who he was, but look how readily they listened and obeyed his command.
他当时甚至都没有向他们解释说他是谁，那他们就那些人呢就很乐意的就跟从他，并且跟随他，听他的指令。
So how much more should we, as the church who knows exactly who Jesus is and what he has done for us, listen and obey his last and ultimate command for the church?
那我们作为教会，我们已经很明确的知道耶稣是谁，那我们更应该听从并且顺服他对教会最后的这个指令。
Go therefore.Well, go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的。都教训他们遵守。
Jesus at the beginning of his earthly ministry that Jesus said at the beginning of his earthly ministry that he was going to make his disciples into fishers of men.
所以耶稣在他开始在这个地上的事工的时候呢，他就对他的门徒说，要让他的门徒成为得人如得鱼的。
Now he was sending his fishers of men to make more fishers of men.
那现在呢，他就派他的这些门徒，这些渔夫，去出去执行任务呢，使更多的人成为得人如得鱼的人。
Isn't it interesting that the beginning of the church's ministry reflects the way that Jesus' earthly ministry began with the mission to make disciples who make disciples?
所以就很有趣哈，我们看到就是神耶稣在离开这个地上给教会的使命是成为得人如得鱼的，跟他耶稣最开始的他来在这个世上的事工要得人如得鱼，这是相同的这个任务。
It's almost really as if the church is his body.
所以就可以看到，就是说这教会就好像就是耶稣的身体一样的。
So, in this section of our passage, we see a lot of action taking place.
那我们在刚才这段经文里呢，我们看到了有很多的行动。
We have several verbs, such as go, make, baptizing, and teaching.
那我们就看到了好几个动词，比如说去、做、洗礼、教导。
However, only one of them is grammatically an imperative, which is make, meaning that.The phrase make disciples is the overarching framework for the mission of this church.
其中呢，在语法上只有一个是这个祈使句是命令的，就是做，这就意味着就是使人成为门徒，这个短语是教会这个使命的这个总体框架最重要的部分。
So, making disciples of Jesus or people who will commit their lives in faith to following him, learning more from himAnd obeying his will and maturity and mission is the goal.
所以呢，就是我们的目标就是耶稣成为耶稣的门徒，那就是要成为一个将一生献于信耶稣并跟随他，向他学更多的，然后成为成熟的，然后在使命中顺服神，并且遵行他旨意的人。
All other actions.By the church is meant to center on that idea.
所以教会要想采取的其他所有的行动呢，都要围绕着这个主题。
So let's look at each of these other steps on a more practical level.
那我们下面呢，就从更实际的层面呢来看其他的步骤。
The church is first and foremost meant to go.
那首先呢，这对教会最很重要的就是要去。
So the church needs to move.From where it is to somewhere it isn't.
所以教会就从他现在的这个地方要搬到他以前不在的那个地方。
And since the church is going for the purpose of making disciples, it is to go where the non-believers are.
所以因为教会是为了这个培训门徒而生的，那所以呢，他就要去那些非信徒所在的地方。
They must step out of their comfort zones.Leave the places that are familiar and break through barriers to reach the unreached.
所以我们这个教会呢必须要走出它的舒适区，要离开自己熟悉的地方，要冲破障碍，然后去接触那些曾经没有接触到的人群。
To obey the command of the commander-in-chief Jesus, the first step you take is go.
所以要顺服我们这位主耶稣这位的总指挥的命令呢，我们首先要做的第一步呢就是去。
But this is not just speaking about the church as a whole group, but this is also applicable to each and every one of us as well.
这不仅仅把教会作为一个整体来谈论，而且这也适用于我们每一个人。
The church doesn't always do missions as a group.
教会也不总是以一个团体的方式来去传福音。
You yourself as part of the church are expected to fulfill this mission as an individual fisher of men as well.
我们每一个人作为这个教会的一部分呢，都应该成为一个个的渔夫，来去完成这项使命。
Now, this may not seem possible. This may not seem possible to you because maybe you can't see yourself as being capable of being a disciple maker.
然而，这对你来说好像似乎是有可能是不可能的，因为你看不到自己是有一个成为这个有作为门徒的能力。
Like, I'm not like Pastor Lee, or I'm not like Pastor Matt.
你说，哎呀，我也不像李牧师，然后也不像这个 Matthew 牧师。
But do you think Jesus was lying to you?
那你认为耶稣是在骗你吗？
He said that if you followed him, he would make you a fisher of men.
因为他说了，如果你跟随他，他就要让你成为得人如得鱼的渔夫。
If you love Jesus, worship him, learn from him by studying his word, listen to sermons on Sundays, or be here on Sundays, spend time with him through prayer and through small groups with other believers, and faithfully kept his commandments, do you think that he would not be able to make you a disciple maker when you're already living the life of a disciple?
如果你爱耶稣，敬拜他，然后通过每天来学习他的话语，向他学习，主日来听讲道，或者每个主日都来到神的家中，然后通过祷告和其他的基督徒一起的小组学习，或者共度这个团契的时光，并且很诚实的诚心的来遵行他的诫命，然后把这一切都成为你这个门徒生活的一部分的时候，那你难道就没有办法成？那你是不是就可以成为主的门徒呢
？No, of course not.
当然不是。
He wasn't lying.
因为耶稣没有骗你。
Jesus has already put your life on track of being a disciple.And as a disciple maker, all you need to do is share that same track with someone else.
就是耶稣呢，已经把你的生命放在了成为门徒的这个轨道上面了。然后你已经在这轨道，你已经作为门徒了。你所要做的事情呢，就是与他人来分享你这个轨道。
Show the non-believers or new Christians how Jesus brought you to where you are currently at in your faith.Through conversations and spending time together doing everyday things or maybe even ministry.
你可以通过谈话或者一起做一些日常的事情，或者是就是来传福音，来向这个非信徒或者刚信主的基督徒来与他们分享耶稣是如何把你带到今天的这个光景。以及你目前这个信心所在的位置。
If you manage to do that, then you will have covered the two other actions that come up with this command of making disciples, which is baptize and teach.
那如果你已经做到这一点的话呢，你已经其实已经完成了这个大使命的除了其他的两个任务之外的命令了。那两个命令就是洗礼和教导。
See, unless you're the one in the church who does the baptisms, well, what can you do?
除非你已经在教会来给人施洗了，那如果你没有，那你还能做什么呢？
I would say that you expose them to the gospel message outside and inside the church.
那我想说的是，你就要让在来到教会的和在教会外面的人，这两个地方的人，你都要向他们来讲福音的信息。
When they are ready, encourage them to get baptized.
当他们准备好了、预备好了，你就鼓励他们要受洗。
You may not necessarily be the one to dunk them in the water, but you can help bring them to a point when they are ready to do that because of the life that you introduce them to.
你可能不是那一位在洗礼的仪式上把他放在水里的那一位，但是你可以。通过向他们介绍你的生活、你的光景，让他们能够准备好来到达到这样的光景，可以来受洗。
This is the part of the teaching that you need to do, but it is not the only teaching that you do.
这个呢是你要做的教导的一部分，但这并不是教导的全部。
As Jesus said that you need to teach these fish, the new disciples, all that he has commanded.
就正如这耶稣说，就是说你要像这些鱼要教导我所教导你们的一切。
I mean, it's great when people have come to faith in Jesus, but they need to grow in that faith.
就是当人信耶稣是很好的一件事，但是呢，他们需要在这个信仰中成长。
They need to mature to the point where they could fish on their own.
他们需要成熟，达到了一定的程度，他们也可以去捕鱼。
To get to that point, you need to teach people what Jesus taught.
所以要让人们达到这一点的话呢，你必须要教导人，耶稣的所有的教训。
You got to help them understand what Jesus was about.
你要帮助他们理解耶稣到底是什么。
They need to understand what he taught about love, humility, faith, the children and widows, justice, the hypocrites, and the list goes on.
你需要帮助他们了解关于爱、谦卑、信、孩子、寡妇、孩子与寡妇、正义以及什么是伪君子等等各样的教导。
In this way, they can grow to be more like him.
这样的话，你通过这样的学习呢，让我们成长能够更加的像耶稣基督。
And if they become more like him, then the natural progression of that is that they would become disciple makers like Jesus.
当然，当我们变得更像耶稣的时候呢，那我们自然而然就发展成为能够像耶稣一样生门徒的人。
They will become bought in on the mission that they became a part of as well.
那他们也可以成为这个来这个整个大使命的的一部分。
And who is the church supposed to reach?
那教会应该去接触什么样的人群呢？
The answer is all nations.
那答案是所有的国度。
Everyone everywhere is a target of this mission.
在这个世界上的每一个人都是这一项使命的目标。
There are no boundaries as to where the church is supposed to go.
教会到哪里到底要去哪里其实是没有界限的。
And there are no limits as to who the church is supposed to reach with the gospel.
那教会应该向什么人传福音其实也是没有限制的。
You may notice that in most, if not all the churches, there's a heavy emphasis on missions.
那你可能会注意到大部分的教会如果不是全部但大部分的教会呢都是非常注重宣道的。
This is important because it's going to require the effort of all the churches to complete this mission of going everywhere, which is no surprise to us because Jesus made this point where he said in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
因为这个呢是很重要，因为就是像就传福音呢到这一项指令像这个需要教会有很大的努力，因为这对我们来说，因为这个是非常艰巨的一项任务。正如在使徒行传一开始的时候就这样说，耶稣在使徒行传一开始的时候就这样说，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
You see, a key thing here is the progression in this verse that goes from local to global.
那这一节经文的关键，你就可以看到哈，这个传福音是从这个当地你近的地方一直到全球。
Meaning, yes, we need to go out to foreign countries to make disciples because that's where the end of the earth is.
所以这个意思是说，是的，去远处传教是很重要的，因为最后福音要传到世界的尽头。
That is why I'm so glad that we're able to begin supporting our new missionary Wanda earlier this year as she serves God's kingdom in Malawi.
这是我很高兴，我们教会今年决定开始支持，我们加入了新的传道士 Wanda， 她在那个卢旺达那边传福音。
If you're not sure what I'm talking about, you go to the back table there and we have a little card.
如果你不知道这项施工的话，你可以看看这个，我们在后面呢有这个单张。
Hopefully, there will be more doors God will open for our church to engage in global mission down the road.
那所以我们也就是也希望神会给我们开更多的门，能够加入这种全球的这个宣道。
However, we can't forget the people we need to reach in our local community.
然而我们却也不能够忘记我们所处的这个，我们所在的这个当地的社区，他们这些人们的需要。
If we were given the mission to make disciples everywhere, then we would not be doing our job. The families that live a block down from the church have never heard of the gospel.
那如果我们只是要在这个全世界来培养信徒作为使命，但是我们住在我们这个教会附近这个街区的人，他们却从来没有听过福音，那这就说明我们没有尽到自己的责任。
This is where you can come in if you do not feel God calling you to be a full-time overseas missionary.Or being a full-time missionary overseas.
如果你觉得上帝对你的呼召不是让你去就是去海外，去其他的地方成为一个全职的宣道士。
Be a fisherman here where you live among your family, friends, coworkers. You're surrounded by people.
那你就可以在你所住的地方成为你的家人、同学、同事、朋友的这个的。宣道的人成为一位你所在的当地的渔夫。
Everyone has a role to play, and you do not have to worry about doing it alone because of the next point.
然后，那我们每个人其实都有自己的角色，而且你也不要担心，因为你不会是孤军奋战的。
And this brings me to the third and final aspect of the mission, the commitment from the commander in chief.
那这就带来了第三点，我们这一位总指挥给我们的应许。
If you remember back from that Matthew 4:19 verse, Jesus says, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men."
我不知道你记得不记得，就是前面我们在四章十九节中，这个马太福音中，耶稣说，来跟从我，我就使你们得人如得鱼一样。
There are three parties involved in the disciple making process.
所以这个门徒训练呢，其实涉及了三个方面。
You got the disciple maker, the disciple, and Jesus.
所以你有这个带领门徒的人，门徒和耶稣。
The disciple's goal is to follow Jesus.
那门徒要做的呢，就是要跟随耶稣。
The disciple maker's goal is to point the disciple to Jesus to follow him.
那生门徒的这一位呢，是将这个人来指向，让他指向耶稣。
So Jesus is the one who does the disciple making.
所以耶稣是那一位生门徒的。
He is the one who makes the changes in the disciple from the inside out.
他是那一位从里面来改变这个门徒的人。
So the commitment from Jesus in the last part of today's passage is key because it says, "And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age."
所以这就带来今天经文最后的一部分，耶稣这个应许的关键，因为他说：“看哪，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。”
It may be hard to tell, but this part of the verse that begins with "and behold" is kind of a snap out of it kind of moment.
就是也很难说哈，就是这一节一开始，比如说“看哪”，好像是一个让人忽然就是醒过来的这一。这一个时刻
This could be here because the command may have been so overwhelming that Jesus wanted to make sure that they did not lose attention on the commitment that he was about to give them.
还另一种可能就是说，因为这个命令，这个大使命呢，过于重要，所以耶稣想要确保这个门徒们没有忽视。这个他下面即将要讲的应许的重要性。
We are not on mission alone here.
我们在这里并不是独自的去执行任务。
Jesus promised that he would be with us always.
耶稣应许我们他会永远的和我们在一起。
Even though he may not physically be here on earth, he's constantly working.
即使他可能不是他的身体，耶稣的身体不在这个地上，但是他却一直和我们同工。
And he does a lot of that working through the helper that God sent to substitute for him.
而且他通过神派来的，他来代替耶稣的这些助手，来帮助我们去做很多的工作。
In John 14, verses 25 to 27, it says, "These things I've spoken to you while I'm still with you, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I've said to you. Peace I leave with you." My peace I give to you, Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid.
就像是约翰福音十四章那里记载说，我还与你们同在的时候，我已将这些话对你们说了。但保惠师，就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧虑，也不要胆怯。
So the Holy Spirit gives us the power to be witnesses of the gospel, and Jesus gives us the authority to not only be witnesses of the gospel, but to be disciple makers.
所以圣灵给了我们可以见证福音的能力。那耶稣呢，给了我们权柄，那让我们不仅能够为福音做见证，而且能够成为门徒。
When we have the Holy Spirit with us on mission, it is just as if Jesus is here backing us up.
就是我们在大使命中，我们因着拥有圣灵，那就好像耶稣在这里支持我们一样的。
So it is okay if we are not perfect disciple makers.
所以我们虽然不是完美的圣门徒的人。
The 12 disciples were not perfect at all through their lives as well, but Jesus gave them what they needed to complete the mission.
就像十二个门徒，他们的一生也并不是完美无缺的，但耶稣给了他们去完成使命所需要的一切。
So we have that same assurance.
所以我们也有同样的确据。
And next time, if you're afraid to complete this mission, ask yourself, who's the one really in charge?
如果下一次你因着要完成这个使命而害怕的时候呢，你就问自己，谁才是真正这个负责的人？
Jesus is.
耶稣是。
And I'll conclude with this.
我们现在来结束。
I'm showing the verses of this passage in its entirety once again, but this time I have specific parts highlighted.
那我想再一次来跟大家分享这段经文，但是这次呢，我是想这个强调我认为就是应该重要的地方。
The purpose of doing that is to help us understand that when it comes to the mission of the church, it's all or nothing.
这个帮助我们能够理解，就是当我们谈论这个教会的使命的时候呢，我们要不就是全部都有，要不然就是什么都没有。
God wants us to do this all together, and He wants us to give it our all when we do it.
神让我们做这个事情的时候呢，我们要一起来做，而且是要全心的去做。
And the reason we ought to do it is because the Commander-in-Chief Jesus gave it all up for us first when He left heaven to come to this world and died on the cross for us, for His mission to us.
我们应该这样做的原因呢，是因为我们的这个总指挥耶稣基督离开这个天上来到人间的时候呢，他为了他的使命死在十字架上，他首先就是放弃了他所有的一切。
So if that is the guy that we are following, how could we give any less than our all to him?
如果他是这一位我们所要跟随的人，那我们又怎么能够不全力以赴呢？
That is why we all need to be all in on this mission as we head into 2025.
所以当我们2025年进行来新的一年的时候，我们必须要全力以赴的来完成这项使命。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
we thank you for the mission of your Son Jesus to us.
我们感谢你让你的独生爱子耶稣带给我们的使命。
I pray that will move our hearts to do what you have called us to do in today's mission.
我们祷告你来激励我们的心，让我们能够去做在大使命中你要我们所做的事。
Help us to be disciple makers who seek to make disciple makers.
愿我们能够成为为努力他人成为门徒的门徒。
Lord, please give us wisdom to do all of this by your love.
主啊，恳求你赐给我们智慧，让我们因着你的爱去做这一切。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Can we stand with me and we sing a responding song? To you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Amen.